June 18th, Harlan Sanders. Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men. Harlan Sanders started his business career in a questionable neighborhood known as Hell's Half Acre. He owned a Shell gas station where he wheeled out an old dining table to feed homemade ham and steak dinners to truck drivers. He was hardworking, hard-driving, and hot-headed, and he never backed down from a fight. Most people know Sanders as Colonel Sanders of KFC fame, but today's story starts out when he was a young man just trying to get a toehold. When hard things happen, some men get angry. Some men get to work. The story starts back in the day, way before Kentucky Fried Chicken, when Colonel Sanders owned a gas station, and being type A all the way, he painted a zillion ads on billboards throughout the area. Of course, competitors took exception to Sanders' campaign, and one named Matt Stewart got himself a ladder and started painting out the signs. It was a tight community, and when Sanders heard what Matt was doing, he grabbed a couple Shell Oil executives and raced over to stop him. The car skidded to a stop, and Harlan and the two oil guys jumped out. Matt dropped his paintbrush, pulled a gun, and fired. But Harlan's aim was better. He fired and hit the reckless painter. Twice. "Don't shoot, Sanders," Matt said. "You've killed me." Turns out, Matt lived, and Harlan was charged with attempted murder. But those charges were dropped. After that harrowing incident, Harlan changed, but not enough. He owned the Shell station, a hotel, and a restaurant in Corbin, Kentucky. He tried many different things, including correspondence school lawyering, and worked hard a lot of years. The businesses in Corbin did well. Then, through no fault of his, reality barged in and ruined Harlan's retirement. The interstate diverted traffic 7 miles away from his businesses. A death sentence for a business like his. Facing bankruptcy, Harlan sold his businesses at auction for a loss to pay the bills and taxes. Left at age 65, with only a $105 per month Social Security check, Harlan had an idea and a recipe. Few people thought he could be successful, and some thought he was finished before he'd started. Willing to risk to succeed, he put his wife and his pressure cookers into his car, and he franchised his 11 herbs and spices formula to restaurant owners who agreed to sell chicken dinners made according to his specifications. And a nickel for each chicken soon added up. "Don't quit at age 65," Harlan said. "Maybe your boat hasn't come in yet." Mine hadn't. He decided he could do one of two things: feed the poor and get rich, or feed the rich and get poor. But money didn't satisfy the colonel. Harlan knew he needed to change. He wanted to change. He tried to change. Finally, he realized he couldn't change himself. "I knew I should have Jesus. I knew I should walk with him, but I couldn't reach him because of my sinfulness. I used to curse terrible, did since boyhood. I wanted to quit for years and years, but I couldn't. I realized you've got to get God in your heart, and you've got to get in his heart, too." Harlan decided it was never too late to change. He accepted God's forgiveness. Not long before his death, he said that salvation became the greatest experience of his 89 years. But he wanted to do more than change his own life. He sold Kentucky Fried Chicken for $500,000 and paid his first tithe. He gave the Canadian operations to the Harlan Sanders Charitable Foundation to fund thousands of scholarships. "That's where the Lord has saved me, I think, for that kind of deal, to do something for him." Harlan made a fortune, and he gave away millions. No use being the richest man in the cemetery, because you can't do any business there. As the Word of God says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18, "So we have stopped evaluating others from a human point of view. At one time, we thought of Christ merely from a human point of view. How differently we know him now. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun. And all of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to Himself through Christ. And God has given us this task of reconciling people to Him. Do you think it's too late? When hard things happen, some men get angry, some men get to work.
Hello, men. My name is Ryan. I'm a narrator at 365 Christian Men. Thank you for taking the time, whatever time you're listening to this, to listen to our stories. Harlan's story is one that I'm sure we know, at least his company, but not necessarily his name, with KFC. I love the part in this story about talking about hard times either create people that get angry or people that get to work. And boy, is that challenging. And I think that when you can look at his story, there's a couple things there that no matter what, there's going to be opposition, whether it's in business, in your relationships, walking with the Lord. There's going to be difficult times that come, and it's just about continuing to fight through those times. And then two, something that was really cool, and this is for all you older gentlemen out there, he made KFC at 65 years old, and there's story upon story upon story in the Bible that God uses people throughout their whole lives, not when they're 20, not when they're 30, not when they've only made a couple mistakes. So men, I would challenge you. If you're at a place in life where you're going through a difficult season or a hard time, just understand that God's abilities and willingness to help things move forward or to start new endeavors does not stop because you're past the age of 20. So God bless you.